USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Independence Day 2019, and the only Republican lawmaker to call for President Trump's impeachment says he's declaring his independence, Congressman Justin Amash of Michigan, saying in an op-ed piece today in the Washington Post that he's declaring his independence and rejecting partisan loyalties as he leaves the Republican Party. President Trump's new Salute to America celebration to be held later today on the National Mall in Washington getting mixed reviews.
We should be proud of our military, and that's why we're free. So I think it's okay to show him off a little bit. I don't know about what it is for him personally, but for the country, I think it's wonderful.
I disagree with it. A lot of millions of dollars being spent on an almost meaningless parade where there are people dying in Flint, Michigan without water. There are people in Puerto Rico still suffering from the hurricane effects.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Russian President Vladimir Putin now confirming that a Russian military submarine that was ravaged by a fire killing 14 sailors this week was nuclear-powered. Russia's defense minister says the reactor has been safely contained. In Chicago, hoping to crack down on violence, the Chicago police say more than 1,500 extra officers have been deployed for the holiday weekend. A comic best known for his work for years on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In has died.
Very interesting.
Artie Johnson played over a dozen characters regularly on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, which aired between January 1968 and March of 1973. Ruth Buzzi worked with him on many of those sketches.
We always got along great. We never had a run-in. We shared the spotlight together, and it was wonderful.
She was speaking to CBS News, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
One day after the administration announced that the survey wouldn't include the question, the Justice Department now says it is trying to find a way to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census forms. Those forms have already reportedly gone to print. Taco Bell is dealing with a tortilla shortage. It's unclear how many of the chain's 7,000 restaurants are feeling the pinch, but the company says it is apologizing for any inconvenience to customers. Meanwhile, the shortage is lighting up social media with a lot of complaints. The chain's blaming supplier shortages, saying it's working diligently to fix the problem. From small towns to big cities, fireworks will be in the skies tonight to mark America's birthday. In New York City, it will be the Macy's 4th of July fireworks near the Brooklyn Bridge. And pyrotechnician Gary Souza says they'll have some new effects this year.
We're going to see Superman fly. Red and blue waves crossing from Manhattan to Brooklyn and waving and flying back across the bridge.
And long-running satire publication Mad Magazine has announced it's going to stop publishing issues with new content this fall. Mad says it will feature only classic, best of, and nostalgic content from its last 67 years, beginning with this year's issue 11. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.